This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I kept making comments to him like, you don't want to marry me, just being a smart ass, more or less, to him.
Smart aleck.
Okay. Smart aleck, yeah. To him about it. And the only people that knew were my in-laws, my oldest stepson, and a good friend of ours. That was it. So they knew, but not a lot of people knew. So it was very neat.
I read that you saw the scenery on TikTok, or that's what gave you the idea of going.
Yeah. So we're big explorers, big outdoorsy people. And I love to travel to new places as well as Trevor does, just to get that experience, you know, build the memories. We try to take our kids as well as many trips as we can to do this. But this one, Trevor was like, hey, what are we doing this date? And I said, as far as I know, nothing. He told me to find a sitter for our kids and our animals, and we were going away for the weekend. So I simply did that. And Trevor took me on an adventure and planned everything from start to finish. But yeah, I found the Sky Bridge on TikTok. It just kept popping up on my For You page, and I kept sending it to him just as like a, hey, this would be cool type deal to see in the wintertime, just because I knew the snow and the lights would drown out the heights of it, which Trevor's afraid of heights. And he surprised me with a trip to Boyne.
Are you scared of heights?
Yes and no. I was okay. I don't prefer them, but I'll do them. And this was one that obviously I was willing to accomplish because I wanted to see the Sky Bridge. I've heard it's absolutely beautiful in the fall time and in the summer, but the joys of Christmas and the Christmas lights to me are immaculate, and I absolutely love them. And I tried to go see as many Christmas decorations lights as I possibly can in the season. So to go see it at Christmas time was a big on the bucket list type deal, just because of the lights and everything that goes with it.
Nice. So you make it to the Sky Bridge. And can you give us just a little play-by-play, you know, Trevor's permission to maybe what he had said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, long story short, we were going up the – oh, let me back up a little bit. So we met a couple before we got on the ski lifts and just kind of chit-chatted for a minute, this, that, and the other. So I kind of planned to grow a relationship so somebody could get a – picture or photo or video or whatever was going on. So we go up the ski lifts. I'm already panicking. I don't like heights. The ski lifts are kind of high, this, that, and the other. They're stopping. They're going. They're freaking me out. So we make it up to the bridge, and we go across, and there is a glass piece that I wanted to do it on, but as I'm watching the people in front of me slip slide across it, I was like, maybe it's not a good idea because of how slippery it is. So we make it past the glass part, and I said to Danielle, I said, I think I'm going to get the couple behind us to get a photo of us. I want a photo while we're up here. And when I took my phone to the lady to get a photo, I whispered in her ear that I was going to propose. Little did I know she was taking a video as I got down on one knee and dropped the ring.
Oh, my goodness. So we actually have footage of the fall?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So we didn't know she took the video until I want to say about an hour and 15 minutes in to digging through the snow with a gentleman named Axel that works at Boyne, who was helping us dig. And I was like, you know what? Let me call your parents, because they knew, obviously, he was proposing and they had helped him get the ring from Kay and whatnot that evening, because he got my ring the day we left and it had come in. And so I called his parents. I'm like, I said yes, but we have a malfunction. Explained the story, and his parents were actually at the location of where he had purchased my ring and were on it to get me or figure out the next steps to get me a new ring. And that's when I was like, you know what, let me see like the video or let me see the pictures that she had taken. And then I looked at him and I said, no way. Like, she got it on camera. And yeah, if you look super close to the video that I have, you can see my ring fall straight through the grates that are underneath us.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm picturing you two out there, you know, trying to pinpoint with these two metal detectors. Do you feel like that was your first real test as fiancés?
So, yeah. I mean, we've been through a lot in our lives together. But yeah, so Trevor actually threw his right glove over the railing before we got off the bridge, because I didn't even finish our walk across the bridge. I looked at him, I said, I'm not even finishing this. My ring is way too important. And he's like, hang on, stood exactly where he was standing and threw his right glove over. It's kind of like a landmark type situation. So if we got the chance to go down there to an idea of where we were looking. And then Pat came down with his personal metal detector. And between Trevor and Axel and I, we kind of looked around, dug through lots and lots of snow, and they were blowing snow as we were looking. And then Axel's boss actually came out at one point and helped us dig through the snow some more. And then the following morning, because I want to say about, 10 o'clock or so, we had given up at that rate and said, you know what, it's a wash. We'll just figure it out when we get home tomorrow. And the next morning I had woken up to a text from my mom and she said, please call me. And so I called her and she proceeds to say to me, I had a dream last night. They found your ring. Go back to Boyne, take a cup of salt with you. And I laughed at her for that, because I'm like, no way, like, no way. And 30 minutes later, as Trevor was walking upstairs from taking some of our belongings down to our car at the hotel, he came in and he said, Boyne just called me and they found your ring. So from the clip that I watched earlier, it sounds like Pat dug quite a bit through some snow. And sure enough, he found my ring in some snow and some dirt.
You know, I get chills the whole way through thinking about you guys really putting your heads together, you know, dropping the glove as a landmark. I think that's brilliant. And then putting your heads together with the employees at Boyne, you know, what would you want Pat to know, or those people that helped you?
To top this off, we have chose Boyne as our destination for our wedding in 2027. So to me, it just shows that the people at Boyne are outstanding and they go above and beyond for the people that visit them. Because in my eyes, Pat didn't have to do that for us. You know, he had his own metal detectors. Those were his. Those weren't Boyne's, from my understanding. So for him to take the time out of his night and day to find my ring and to actually be able to find it is outstanding. And I truly cannot think of a better word or even phrase, but thank you as loud as I can shout it to all of them, from the crew out there digging through the snow with us to now the marketing team and the wedding crew over there to just help us, you know, put a big ending to the story and making it all come true, because now it's our story to tell of the how our the rest of our lives are going to begin.
And I'm not sure if it felt like, you know, finding a needle in a haystack, but what were your thoughts leaving that night? You know, did you feel defeated? Did you kind of have a little glimpse of hope left?
I personally, I felt a little defeated, obviously. Danielle kept reassuring me that no matter what, everything's going to be okay, obviously. I was just happy she said yes and continued to say yes after I dropped her ring.
Exactly. And that's definitely what's most important. And I find it interesting too about your mom's dream.
Yeah. So it was quite shocking. So my mom, he actually asked my mom, for her blessing a couple days prior to us leaving, 'cause it was such a quick, like, he had been planning the engagement, but how are we going to do it? So to be able to get her approval, which he already knew he had, was just a quick thing in the time of it. And so I had called her after we got to the car. Actually, let me back up. My daughter FaceTimed us while we were digging through the snow. And so I got to tell her and my mom and my stepdad that Trevor had proposed, and I said yes. And they couldn't have been more excited for us. And then I shared with her about my ring, and, they probably called me, I don't know, another 5-6 times while we were digging through the snow, just like excited, but wanting an update. And so the fact that my mom calls me the next morning is just like, hey, like I had this dream and it's there, like, go find it. It's there. You're going to find it. And yeah, Pat tapped it off by calling, or actually Mona called from Boyne, called Trevor and said that they had found it, because you submitted your information, correct? Mm. Yeah, he submitted his information online as like a lost and found, like they told us to. And sure enough, they found it.
And so now it's made it on your finger? And
it did. He finally got to put it on the next morning when we went over to Boyne Lodge. And I looked at him after she grabbed it and said, is this it? And he said, yes. And I looked at him and said, well, now's the time to do it. You don't have to get down on one knee again, but put it on my finger where it's going to stay. And yeah, Trevor's now gained the name of Butterfingers. His facial expression from the video has turned into every meme you can possibly think of, from friends to family to the internet to coworkers. I mean, it's a huge joke at his work now. So it's a story that I'm glad to say is our story to tell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out of the blind. Come on.
And I have my mic muted. I am just cracking up thinking about the relief. And so it's in perfect condition?
Oh, it is. Yeah, nothing, no diamond is missing. The shine is there. Like, I don't know how, it baffles me, because it's baffling. But yeah, I mean, it's perfect. No diamonds missing, no nothing.
And I read 118 feet. So
yeah.
This journey, like, do you think it's representative of your relationship at all?
No matter how far, no matter how high, absolutely, because he's my absolute best friend. And I know, no matter what through life, the height, the distance, the strength, he is going to be there always. So, yeah, we conquered the fear of height together through this. And
no, we didn't. I'm still afraid.
He is, but he conquered the height, and we made it happen.
Do you think Butterfingers is going to stick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, it is. It's already, yeah.
Trending now.
Yes, it's all over Facebook because of our story being shared on the news and all the good things. And, yeah, he's Mr. Butterfinger, but he's also every person I've talked to that has heard our story and whatnot, they're like, you know, this is such a Trevor thing. Trevor is a very, it is what it is type of person. It's going to happen however it's going to happen. And for this to happen was just a Trevor thing because that's how he lives life. He's always lived his life like this. And so for it to just fall was everybody's like, you know, that's just a Trevor thing to do. It surprised people, but they didn't put it past Trevor to do it. If that makes sense.
If anybody was going to do it, it was going to be me.
Yeah, if anybody was going to do it, it would have been him.
Like, it was more surprising that you actually were able to locate it.
Yeah, so I went to work the next day because Trevor kind of gave me hints here and there, and a coworker of mine was like, yeah, you're going to Boyne. Guarantee you're going to the Sky Bridge. And so I had to tell him, I was like, yeah, I'm going. That's where we ended up. And I told him the rest of the story, and everybody at my work was just, you know, baffled that we found it. It's ecstatic. And just, you know, I couldn't be more ecstatic that they found it because one way or another, I was getting the ring that I have on. The jeweler actually had gotten one the day he proposed in stock. And his parents had went and talked to them, and they were going to do everything in their power to make sure it was still there when we came home Sunday, if it was indeed needing to buy another ring. So between my in-laws, the jeweler, and just everybody at Boyne, it was a story to put together, because without my in-laws, we would never have been able to get the exact ring that he had personally picked out to put on my hand.
And I do appreciate you taking the time to tell me the story. I know you two are getting a lot of, you know, attention because it's just not every day. I mean, I wonder what kind of things, you know, has been found at Boyne, if another engagement ring or something, even like an heirloom, who knows?
So we were the third couple, from my understanding, that to drop a ring on the bridge, but he was the first one to do it and do it while proposing. So we weren't but the other two happened during the summer. We were the first one to happen in the winter time. So that was kind of crazy to hear that, like, you know, we weren't the first one to do it, but he was the first one doing it proposing. I think the other ones were just like, they took their ring off or some sort. But even when we got back off the bridge, it said not responsible for things dropped off the bridge. And so we both were like, oh crap. But the crew there was awesome and helped us out and let us go dig through the snow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.